Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 7th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:31. I'm Brent Allen. Mostly sunny and mild for today. Currently sitting at 43 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Santa Rosa police are investigating the death of a mother and her 10-year-old son found inside of an apartment on Summerfield Road yesterday morning. There is no indication of foul play. An autopsy will be performed on each later this week, and their names have not been released. Police say there is no threat to public safety. 37-year-old Santa Rosa resident Cameron Glover was arrested Tuesday for the illegal possession of firearms as a condition of his release from an arrest back in February. SRPD detectives learned that he had a storage unit on Sonoma Highway, potentially filled with guns. Upon searching it, they found an AR-15 style rifle, two hunting rifles, a 12-gauge shotgun, gun parts, and hundreds of rounds of ammunition. He was taken into custody and booked into Sonoma County Jail. The Roseland Public Schools Board may be cutting up to 14 staff positions at its meeting on Wednesday night, according to the agenda. 8 full-time positions and 6 classified position cuts will be considered in 2 resolutions. The cuts are tied to expiring COVID-19 relief funds and declining enrollment. We are not expecting another update on voting totals until tomorrow from the Sonoma County Registrar of Voters. Diva Marie Proto says a large number, some 70,000 ballots, came in Wednesday and still need to be counted. Those ballots could impact the final outcome of some close races, including the one for State Assembly District 2. Republican Mike Greer is the top vote getter, but his opponent in November is still undecided. Chris Rogers currently has the lead, but Rusty Hicks and Ariel Kelly are not that far behind. A New Mexico jury convicted Hannah Gutierrez Reed on Wednesday of involuntary manslaughter in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins in October of 2021. Alec Baldwin had pointed a gun at Hutchins and it went off, killing her and wounding the director on the set of the movie Rust. Baldwin was prominently featured in 10 days of testimony in the trial. He has pleaded not guilty to an involuntary manslaughter charge himself. His trial is scheduled to begin in July.
You will hear the president lay out the historic achievements he has delivered on for the American people and his vision for the future.
That is the White House press secretary speaking about tonight's State of the Union address. President Biden is set to use his speech tonight to promote his vision for a second term and to warn that GOP frontrunner Donald Trump would be a dangerous alternative. The president hopes to showcase his accomplishments on infrastructure and manufacturing and push for action to aid Ukraine, tougher immigration rules, restoring access to abortion, and lowering drug prices. The speech is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. tonight. Senator Katie Britt of Alabama will deliver the Republican response following this speech. 7:34 right now at KZST, in time for another check on Sonoma County traffic. And we'll say hello once again to CHP Officer Shane Young. Hello there, Shane. How are the roads?
Good morning. Everything is still looking good. We just have the usual commute traffic on southbound 101 near San Antonio. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SEP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
save some green at Oil Stop. During March, get $20 off your oil change by mentioning this radio ad at Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park, and Petaluma Oil Stop locations. You don't need an appointment. Come in anytime between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Mention you heard it on the radio for $20 off. It's our way of saving your hard-earned cash at Oil Stop. March is Save Some Green at Oil Stop Drive-Thru Oil Change, where your car gets the care it deserves.
The Pluto TV app is free to download. Pluto TV, stream now, pay never. In sports, the Warriors beat the Bucks 125-90 last night. They'll play the Bulls at home tonight. And your forecast, mainly sunny for today, mild with low to mid-60s, Santa Rosa at 65. Tonight, mainly clear and cool, lows dipping down to the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with mid-60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Federal airport security officials have unveiled a passenger self-screening checkpoint at Harry Reid International Airport in Las Vegas that they plan to test this year before rolling it out to the rest of the country. For now, the futuristic-looking prototype is only for TSA PreCheck customers and only uses the English language. Officials are comparing it to self-checkout lanes at supermarkets. They say the aim is to avoid hands-on pat-downs by TSA officers while speeding up the process. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Debbie and Brent in the morning on KZST.
Before I met you, I drank too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart, moved to the city in a broke down car in 4 years, no calls, now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar in.
Just why I left you, I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That we beat to death in Tucson, okay.
Well, thank you for tuning in to Sonoma County's KZST. It is 7:41, 43 chilly degrees, a little sunshine out right now. Up next, our hot topic of the morning.
Are you tired of the same old seafood? Come and try something new at Simmer Claw Bar. Their restaurant serves up the perfect fusion of Vietnamese and Cajun flavors, giving you the best of both worlds. Their Vit Cajun boils are packed with fresh seafood and bold spices, and you'll love their bar featuring 20 craft beers on tap and TVs to catch the game. Come and experience the unique flavors of Simmer Claw Bar in Rohnert Park. Text Simmer to 85100 for a special discount.
Win big this March at Graton Resort and Casino. Thursdays, get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune slot tournaments. Enter the vault to win a new Mercedes, gold bars, cash, and more in the Gold Rush giveaway every Friday. Saturday, March 30th, your chance at $1 million cash in the Net Big Cash giveaway. 50 winners and $100,000 in guaranteed prizes. Learn more at GraytonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
100.1 KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, Brent Allen in the studio for Hot Topic. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
As usual, if you want to comment, you want to chime in on the conversation, give us a call in the studio, 707-284-1000. Today's hot topic, curse words that are trending, wait for it, from the 1950s. Old-fashioned sayings are coming back, according to Bustle website. So,
jeepers, Debbie, that sounds swell.
Exactly. Okay, oh, I knew you were going to do that. Oh, Brent. So, okay, you have some, I have some. So these are words that were considered a little off-putting in the 1950s. So here's my list. Get bent. Kind of derogatory. Oh, fudge. Instead of the usual four-letter words. One, two, it has five letters right there. Oh, fudge. How about this one? Scram.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of my face, so to speak. Now, I've never heard this one. So let me see if you have. Make like a tree and leave.
No, but I've heard of kind of similar ones. But
yeah,
I like that one. I can use that one.
Make like a tree and leave. Yeah, I guess it's when people are invading your space, like, get out of my way.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's from like the 30s, I think. That's like way back. And then my last one is, I'll give you a knuckle sandwich.
Oh,
which
yeah.
Seems kind of ridiculous now when someone is ready to hit you. So get bent, oh fudge, scram, make like a tree and leave, and I'll give you a knuckle sandwich. 1950s. What do you have, Brent?
All right. So we'll keep rolling right on here with stuff it. In other words, stop talking, be quiet, put a sock in it, something like that.
You need to say it more, you know, stuff it, Debbie.
Stuff it, Debbie.
Thank you.
Okay.
Feel better.
And this one I had not heard before. I have heard the word, but not used in this way. That's so Mickey Mouse. Childish or requiring no effort, apparently, is the definition.
I've never heard of that one either.
No, but I kind of like it. I can go with that. Put a lip on it. That means to stop talking or shut up.
Ooh, that's a curse word. That's a curse phrase.
I like that. Okay. Riffraff. That refers, of course, to someone who wasn't respected or not a nice person.
I feel like that's still used.
I think it is.
You're a riffraff.
Yeah, I've heard that one recently.
Derogatory. Yeah.
And this one also, heavens to Betsy.
Oh,
that used to show astonishment, surprise. One theory is that it came from Betsy Ross herself, who stitched up the first American flag.
So, heavens to Betsy.
Heavens to Betsy.
Or heavens to Murgatroyd. I don't know who Murgatroyd is, but yeah, that
oh,
was
yeah,
one too.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, my grandma used to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, very bizarre. So
yeah.
these are curse words, considered curse words from the 1950s. And so, Brent, I actually did a little research and found out, more research.
Okay.
Found out that one of the oldest and most rude curse words in the English language is fart. F-A-R-T.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, its first record pops up in the year 1250, meaning that if you were to travel 800 years back in time just to let one rip, everyone would at least be able to agree upon what they should be called. There you have it, some curse word history. I feel better now. Do you?
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show on KZST. Two college degrees, 28 years of experience, and it all comes down to this.
Sonoma County's KZST. It is time to check traffic again. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Shane Young in our Roanoke Park studio. How are those roadways?
Good morning. We have a traffic collision at Donald Street and Bowen Street. Other than that, everything's looking good. We do have traffic southbound as you enter Marin County and traffic northbound from golf course to college. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Shane Young on KZST.
When you're ready to experience a life full of vitality, joy, and purpose, you'll find everything you need at Ivy Park Santa Rosa. No matter what age you are, no matter what season you're in, there's a home for you at Ivy Park. With both assisted living and memory care options available, this pet-friendly community offers a whole living approach filled with joyful moments and meaningful interactions. Get together with friends for a game in the billiard room, stay in shape on state-of-the-art fitness equipment, or relax in the spa tub. There are walking paths, a library with an outdoor patio, and more. Situated in the heart of California's wine country in Santa Rosa, you'll have easy access to parks, trails, and downtown Santa Rosa. Come visit and discover high-quality care designed to make you feel comfortable and inspired to live your best life every day. Learn more today at ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa. We look forward to meeting you. ivyliving.com/Santa Rosa.
At Exchange Bank, we put the needs of our community and customers first. It's the way we've been doing business for over 130 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Smart, Senior Vice President, Residential Mortgage and Consumer Lending Manager at Exchange Bank. At Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County, and that means supporting local nonprofit organizations like Canine Companions. Here's Michelle Williams to tell you more.
Thanks, Kevin. Canine Companions helps our clients and their dogs live with greater independence. Disability reaches all races, classes, and backgrounds, and Canine Companions does too. We provide service dogs to adults, children, and veterans with disabilities, and facility dogs to professionals working in healthcare, criminal justice, and education settings. Since our founding in 1975, our dogs and all follow-up services are provided at no cost to our clients.
To learn more or donate, go to canine.org. We know we can count on you because at Exchange Bank, we invest in Sonoma County.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 643948.
Well, as far as your weather goes, mostly sunny skies today, warmer and dry, temperatures heading into the mid-60s. It's 44 degrees.
If you want to run away with me, I know a galaxy and I could take you for a ride. I had a premonition that we fell into a rhythm where the music don't stop for life. Glitter in the sky, glitter in my eyes, shining just the way you like. If you're feeling like you need a little bit of company, you met me at the perfect time. Sugar boo, I'm levitating, the Milky Way, we're in it.
I got you, moonlight, you're my starlight. I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
Fell by the wayside, like everyone else. I hate you, I hate you, I hate you, but I was just kidding myself. Our every moment, I started a place. Cause now that the corner lock, here were the words that I needed to say. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this won't. Never the right time, whenever you called. Went little by little by little until there was nothing at all. Our every moment, I started to play. But all I can think about is seeing that look on your face. When you hurt under the surface, like troubled water running cold. Well, time can heal, but this wound.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, March 7th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 7:59. I'm Brent Allen. A little cool now, sunny and mild later on. We are currently sitting at 44 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. There has been a quick about face from St. Vincent de Paul High School in Petaluma. It now says it is not closing on May 1st. Instead, that was a procedural move in anticipation of transitioning from a parish-run school to an independently-run school. The notice that up to 68 employees may be laid off is part of the process, as a change in potential ownership requires it. The school will finish out this year as planned, with the possibility of an independent group of parents, benefactors, and supporters taking over next year. The SRJC instructor who brought a gun onto campus back on November 20th was convicted yesterday and will be sentenced on April 18th. 74-year-old Michael Kenneth Bayres agreed to a plea deal to charges of 2 counts of having a gun on campus and 1 count each of having a gun without being the registered owner, having a concealed loaded weapon in a vehicle, and carrying